it's not something we see in Australia, guns and ammunition for sale in department stores. American chain store Walmart sells both. But in the wake of the recent El Paso shooting at one of its stores, its chief executive has announced a ban on sales of handgun ammunition and some assault-style rifles, declaring the current level of mass shootings in the US unacceptable. The department chain is so widespread in the US, it's thought the move may actually have an impact on access to dangerous weapons. Isabel Rowe has been investigating.
One of the biggest anti-gun moves made by a US company was the brainchild of young staffer Thomas Marshall.
I was completely willing to put my job on the line, and most of us who were protesting were. There was a lot of pressure coming from on high not to speak out, but we're incredibly glad that we did.
He sent a petition to Walmart executives asking for a total ban on gun sales. It had almost 130,000 names on it. The response wasn't what he expected. While Walmart will still sell firearms for hunting and sports shooting, Chief Executive Doug McMillan wants to distance his company from the sale of guns and ammunition often used in mass shootings. Handgun and short barrel rifle ammunition will be discontinued, and customers will be asked not to bring a visible gun into the store, even in states where open carry is allowed. In a lengthy letter to customers, Doug McMillan writes,
"We believe the opportunity for someone to misinterpret a situation, even in open carry states, could lead to tragic results. We know these decisions will inconvenience some of our customers, and we hope they will understand. As a company, we experienced two horrific events in 1 week, and we will never be the same."
It was only a month ago that a man with an assault rifle killed 22 people in a racially motivated attack at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas. Just a couple of days earlier, two people were shot dead at a Walmart in Mississippi. Dr. David Smith is with the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney. He thinks it's a powerful move by Walmart.
It is so ubiquitous across the United States. It's got a further reach than any other bricks and mortar retailer in America. The fact that it is basically everywhere makes it a very important player in the retail gun market.
The retailer is responsible for about 20% of ammunition sales in the US and says this move would reduce its share to about 6%. It's significant, according to David Smith.
When they actually withdraw from that market, that quite simply makes those guns and ammunition less available. It actually has the power to make an impact on the incidence of gun violence in the United States.
There's been some commentary that some of that market, though, will just go to smaller mum and dad ammo stores, as they're calling it. Could it be that business will just move and it may not have an impact on the overall sales?
Oh, look, business will absolutely move. But Walmart will, first of all, feel that it no longer has blood on its hands as a result. And second, it may make sort of impulsive buying of guns a little bit more difficult.
The move has already angered the National Rifle Association, which has released a statement suggesting Walmart had caved to pressure from anti-gun elites. And popular gun bloggers have already taken to social media to encourage a boycott of the stores.
Why are they shutting away so many legal gun owners?
I would stay away completely for anything they have to offer. But before long, folks, that's going to be countrywide.
But David Smith says polling suggests the majority of Americans would support Walmart's move away from assault weapons.
It shows us possibly that future progress might come from cooperation between major companies rather than from politics itself. Because at the moment, there is no sign that the gun lobby and the far right of the Republican Party is going to release its stranglehold on gun politics in America.
Walmart will erect signs explaining the changes to customers in the coming weeks.
Isabel Rowe reporting.